Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's going to snow.
Let it snow.
All right, so I want to welcome to the program now is Jim Cantore with the Weather Channel. And you know it's bad when he shows up in your state or your city. That's what I've heard. Hello, Jim, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, I'm good, but I haven't shown up in your state yet.
Oh, there were reported sightings of you in Boone. Did you know this?
All I know is there's a lot of bald Italian guys out there. So it happens, bro. It happens.
So I got to ask, like, is that on your mind? Like, you must be aware that people, like, there's like a, I guess there's sort of like a warning index or something. Like, people know to take the threat seriously if you come to town. Do you know, you are aware of this, right?
I'm very aware of it. And it's kind of like one of those things where, I mean, the Weather Channel knows that, you know, when the game's on the line, I want the ball.
Right.
So if that's kind of how it shapes up in terms of coverage, great. The problem is I can't be everywhere. I mean, you know, Atlanta's in play, Nashville's in play, you know, Greenville's part of the I-85 corridor are very much in play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, holy smoke. There's too many places to be for this one.
So one of the things, and I spent a bit of time up in the mountains of Western North Carolina, about 8 years up there, and now back in Charlotte. But I used to work in Charlotte for over a decade prior. So, like, I recognize the difference. Like, these storms that come through up in the mountains, they're different than down here in the Piedmont. And so I've described it. I mean, you get some snow, but then it usually freezes. It turns into the freezing rain, and it's way worse than just snow that you get up in the mountains. At least that's what that's been my experience. Is it your? Am I off base on that? What do you think? Is that what we expect?
Because you're up in elevation, so yeah. You know, you get the cold air locked in. But what the problem is you have shallow cold air, you know, down the mountains through the Piedmont and in the mid country, if you will, and then the warm air comes over the top of that. So the forecast challenge is how much of that warm air is going to erode the cold layer. Cold layer is always going to be more dense, so it's going to win out in a situation like this, and that's why, you know, we're worried about freezing rain and ice. But for so many from, you know, Atlanta up through the I-85 corridor, you're going to have multiple precipitation types. You know, you're going to go snow to sleet to freezing rain, back to snow. I mean, it's just going to be a hell of a ride, man. And the thing that may save you a little bit is, and I'm not sure how much time you spend in the snow and sleet. You know, I mean, if you can put that kind of coating down under the ground and then the freezing rain over the top of that, that may help a little bit. But if it just goes right over to freezing rain and there's not much of a coating, I mean, it's going to be a disaster out there. Either way, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Don't go out on Sunday. That's my best advice to you.
Right, because the freezing, and this is the storm system is going to arrive. I guess we're still on track to, we're looking at sometime overnight. And so that's generally not great because it's colder at night, right? So you're going to be more likely to get the bad stuff.
I don't even think it, night or day matters. It's really more of a fact that how much of that cold air is wedged down in place. You know, and also what's the track of the low? That can also vary things. In other words, that could bring a major ice storm closer to Charlotte or down toward Columbia in South Carolina. So there's a lot of things certainly in play here that we have to continue to watch. But here, the good news is for us, the best advertising is the fact that when people wake up in the South on Sunday morning, there should be a pretty widespread canopy of snow and sleet and even some freezing rain coming down in a lot of places.
Hmm. Of course, then obviously is the issue with the power lines, tree limbs taking out power lines, and you got problems with that, which is why, like, I would rather have all the snow than even just a little bit of the ice.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if we can get sleet out of this more than freezing rain, then we do a lot better off with the power outage potential here. But, you know, somewhere in there, it's going to be heavy, and it's going to be a fine line, I think, between, you know, who gets most of the ice, who gets sleet, and then, of course, you know, back in Appalachia, we're talking about anywhere from 12 to maybe 16 inches of snow, and maybe more, maybe an overachiever in there, too.
Well, yeah, and one of the things I learned there, too, these microclimate forecasts is huge, because one side of the mountain, one hollow you're on, or in, it makes all the difference. Like, you could be just right around the corner on the other side of the mountain, and you're buried, and the other side is fine.
Right. So if you're on the upslope side, which will be, you know, western North Carolina, you're going to do very well with the snow.
Yeah.
If you're down in the Cumberland Valley on the other side, then you're, you know, going to be downsloped a little bit more. But you may deal with rain, going to freezing rain, changing over to snow with the upper part of the storm system that comes across. So there's all sorts of caveats and forecast holes out there to manage through.
So do you know where you're going? Are you going to North Carolina? Are you coming to North Carolina?
Right now my assignment is Asheville. I'm going to play the snow part of this.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe,
and they got a lot of breweries.
Thunder snow on Sunday morning toward noon, maybe late morning. Mm-hmm. It would not be out of the question at all.
Okay.
Very dynamic storm here.
So, all right. So when you say dynamic storm, what does that mean? Is that a
what I mean is you're going to have a very strong amount of moisture being forced over that cold air damming or that cold air that's coming down on the east side of Appalachia. So, you know, the air is going to be lifted pretty quickly. And depending on where we get this, what we call forcing maximized, you can get some thunder and lightning out of this. And that doesn't mean it's just going to be with the snow. We could have it with the sleet. We get thunder sleet. We get thunder freezing rain. You name it. We could have it all.
Well, I think I'm trying to think back. I think Charlotte got a thunder snow probably 15 years ago, and it was like in April or something, and it dumped somewhere in the neighborhood of almost 2 feet. I want to say it was. I mean, it was a terrible storm. But
oh my goodness!
Out of nowhere.
Storm on all accounts for any month.
Yeah. So, would you rather cover the snowstorms or hurricanes? Just out of curiosity.
Well, typically, the snow events don't cause everybody to lose everything they have.
True.
You know, and honestly, after 35 years of this, bro, I'm getting sick of seeing people go through it.
Yeah.
The heartache, you know, and I know it's still going to happen long after I'm gone, but it's a little funner, if you will, in the snow events. Do I want anyone to lose power? No. Do I want people to, you know, get buried in the snow where they can't get out? No. But typically, you know, there's a little bit of a fun factor in the snow versus the hurricanes.
That's true. Yeah, no, that's true. That's kind of a setup question. I acknowledge it. Now, I would be remiss if I did not also take this opportunity to ask you a question. So, like, over the years, I've talked to a lot of your colleagues over on the radio side at the Weather Channel. And
right.
One of the guys I talked to, like, every day when I was in Asheville was Mark Thibodeau. And I gave
Mark's
him an
great.
Idea. Yeah, Mark's great. I love Mark. I gave him an idea during the equinoxes, right? You got two of them per year. I said, you can take those black and white cookies, you know, the ones half white, half chocolate, you know, and you market those as Thibodeau's, as cookies. And you guys at the Weather Channel, like, you could take this idea. Tibbs never took the idea. He never ran with it. So I offer it to you if you would like it. And it could be like your retirement, you know, deal where you, like, come up with this whole idea and it's called the Cantori cookie. Just think about it. You don't have to decide right now. I just, you know, but I don't think Tibbs is using it.
You may have to give me something on paper, bro. We'll have to have our agents talk to each other, you know, all that good stuff with the small print.
Yes, fair enough. Fair enough. Jim Cantori, I do appreciate it. Stay safe. Safe travels to you. Enjoy your time in North Carolina if you do arrive here. And best of luck to you. Thanks for your time today, sir.
Oh, always, man. Be safe, everybody. Just stay home on Sunday, please. Do me that favor.